But that's but from Satan. Satan try he grooms us according to the world. It's on TV. It's on radio. It's in music. And yet, look at the facts. Most people don't go lusting out. They don't act on the influences, but they're there, and they work as leaven. And some people are stronger than others. Some people, they say, well, you know, that's they know it's just a song, and they you know, they deal with it. People have their own way of dealing with it. And so, but when I didn't chase after, I didn't run after the world, but when the world ran after me, I had to go and pray and ask the Lord, how do I kill this problem? And when he said, don't fear falling, out my spirit man was willing and ready. He said it at a point where my spirit man was on fire for God. And so when he gave me that word in the spirit, I reached out and grabbed that word. I found life in it. All I heard was don't fear falling. But what I understood was you have the mastery, not the world. You have the mastery, not the women. You don't have to look at them the wrong way and don't fear it anymore. So when the Lord gave a person a revelation, I said all of that to say this. When God gives somebody a revelation, they can only tell you what the Lord told them, but they understand greater measures of what they said. This is why. Because they understood, is spiritually discerned. They received a spiritual revelation with the words that they heard that charged their heart. The basic words charge your heart, but what you understand is off the charts. So when the Lord told me to follow God, I understood volumes of information concerning following God that even gets into sowing and reaping. And when I say these things, all the people hear is follow God. When I do that, I obey God. I read the word. I don't cuss. I don't fight no more. I don't lust after women, or I try not to. They're looking at the deeds that they're doing. I finished school, I did this, I do that. Why are you telling me to follow God? Well, the revelation is go in prayer, just like they did in Acts. No different than Paul and Silas. They were in the prayer room praying. They were prophets. And Barnabas was ahead of Paul. It said Barnabas and Saul. The Lord said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul. They were in the prayer room praying. And then the Lord said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul. And they became what? Apostles. Now, in their mission, they didn't say, well, I guess we'll start on this street and work our way to that one. No. The Lord said, don't preach a word in Asia. So they left. They went where God told them to go. Then they saw a man in, Antioch, but they saw a man praying, come and teach us. Now they got a direction to go in. Now that, my friend, is following God. They could have said, well, we're following God. We're going to start over here on this particular street in Jerusalem, and we're going to work our way to the outskirts. And that's not what God said. Those people would have killed them. If you're going to introduce the world to Jesus, you start where people will hear you. And you get a prayer base going. See, the wisdom of God is better than this. Me, people don't think that way. You start where they're strong, where they're hungry. The hungry people are going to pray. You're not going to have to beg them to pray. When they come to life, they'll come to life. And they're going to be effective. But we say, well, we're just starting this park. Well, the park might be full of criminals. They don't have a care in the world for the things of God. And I know it's good to go out and pass out tracts. Even if you pass out tracts, the Lord told Henry Groover, he said, don't do it without peace and a song. Find the peace in the song, and that's where you pass out the tracts. Because people were just getting the tracts and throwing them away. They weren't doing no good. You have to do what God said do. When the Lord gave me the radio broadcast, he said radio. He didn't say free internet. He said radio. people told me, hey, the internet's free. You can preach or do a broadcast on. No, not without God, not without the guidance of God, I can't. The website came in 2016. The radio broadcast started in 2006. Now, I was always on the, putting the broadcast on the website. That way people could go back and reference it and listen to it. But the website assignment didn't start in 2016, 10 years later. The Lord had developed a hungry audience first. And then he was speaking to people specifically all around the world. People that moved away. They still like the radio broadcast. They can listen. God knows what he's doing. You're going to have to trust God on some things. And he'll put it all together. That's his job. Your job is just follow him. When we follow God, we're not just following the air. We're following the one who loves us. And he knows how to, I'm going to say this. He knows how to minister to his people. The Lord, he don't just preach to people that don't want to know him. He knows how. He knows where the hungry people are. I can minister anywhere the Lord has sent me. If the people are hungry, the revelation goes up. If the people are not as hungry, the revelation is different. Sometimes the revelation inspires people to be hungry. If they are already mature in the things of God and they're growing, then the revelation goes up. So the Lord needed people that wanted to know, not people that will. He raised up an audience of people that are hungry. And I didn't do it. God did it. And he gave me greater revelation for people that want greater revelation. People that are skeptical, he'll give them something else, something that they can be faithful with. He loves us all, and he cares about us all, but he knows what we can receive and what we can't. So it became very important to speak only what God gives and do it his way. And that's why, you know, the Lord is moving by his spirit, but he's what he's doing is off the charts good. It's good. And he's moving. That's why I say there's a great revival happening right now in real time. And the Lord gave me revelation this morning about it. He's going to move people around strategically. He's going to take people from where they are. And he's going to take them other places so that they can be a blessing. He's going to move them out of their normal routine strategically because they have knowledge that people will receive that know them, or if they're around the right people, they'll give them the information and the people. He's going to connect people that can receive information. He's going to connect them to people that can deliver them the information. And sometimes share the information that they both need, one to another. That's why I say the Holy Spirit, he's moving. God is moving by his spirit. Don't underestimate what God is doing. And don't, what the devil's doing is his desperate attempts, he try to make it look bigger than it is. You know, his works is like it's like a movie studio, a bunch of cardboard buildings that look huge. But you can throw a rock and knock it down. But God's word is, there's substance to it. There's life in it. And you're just going to have to receive the life of God and do what God is doing. Be a part of what God is doing by obeying him. When you obey God, you introduce greater things into this realm, into the earth. And people can see it. They can hear it. And they can be blessed by it. The Lord has so much to say. Never underestimate what he's always working. I love this song, Waymaker. He's always working. We're asleep. We go to sleep. He's using what we've done. The thoughts we gave. The conversations we had. He still uses it. People remember it. And then they talk about it. He even taught me how when people hear the word from their pastor, they look to the pastor, they look like they ain't doing nothing. But guess what? They go to work and they talk about what the pastor said. It's in the bank. The heart of man is like a bank for the word of God. So people that take time and go hear the word, especially people that love God, the memory of what the pastor said is in their heart. And when they're around anybody that needs that word, it rises up. The Holy Spirit causes that word to rise up, and it comes out of their mouth. And they're doing the work of a pastor at the office, or at the job, or out in the field, or in the truck, wherever they are. And they minister to people. And guess what? People get healed. Their life begins a healing process. And sometimes people come and join the church. Now, that's rare. When the members talk about what the pastor said and it blesses them, it may inspire them to go to church. But they know people too. Their brother might be a pastor. Or they may go to church with their family, people that they're familiar with. They'll do that before they come to church with a coworker. And you just have to be understanding. But guess what? The work of God is done. So never discount what God is doing. He's always working. And when he come to you with something, you better know he's working. And you'll find out about it as you need to. Sometimes it's better not to know what all God has done. It really is. You'll start looking at people if you're not mature. It's better to know, hey, if the Lord say you've been you're a blessing, receive it and keep going. And enjoy, see the theme of this broadcast is to show you God is working. When he speaks a word to people, he's given them something to go on and to build their life with. And we're the stewards of the mysteries of God. That's what Paul taught. So whatever he gives you to do, you got to know it's working and it's working well. You got to have faith in what he says. And it works. And the Lord manages everything. And he evaluates everything. When he tells you to do it, you're the best choice at the time. Don't tell God to find somebody else, because there's not one. If it comes to you, you're the point man on earth. You're the best choice. From the time he tell you to do something, you're the best choice. Receive the revelation, stay in faith, and make it happen. And don't look at what's not, look at him. He's going to use you to defeat Satan, who makes himself look better and bigger. And you're going to win because Jesus already won. And that's what you got to know. And stay in the joy of the Lord. Don't despair over what you see in the world. That stuff is designed to make you despair and change your focus. I said it many times. If the enemy can change your focus, he can change your destiny. And disturb the things that God is doing in you. But if you keep looking at God, you'll just see how desperate he really is. Satan is just being desperate. He's stupid. He's trying to fight God. Remember that. So he's as wise as as great as he portray himself, he's really not. He's really not. He's bluffing. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. And he will continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. The church, God's people who love him, their capabilities are much greater. The least of God's people is greater than what Satan does. Satan has no help from God. Satan has he's got the arm of man through deception and rebellion. Now they'll kill you, but they can't kill you. They'll kill your body, but they can't kill your spirit. And you can do a work, and even if the Lord took you off earth, your work is stronger than what he can ever accomplish. Your prayers break yokes. The weapons of our warfare are mighty. We pull down strongholds. We limit Satan. We stop Satan. We prevent his works. And he don't like to admit it, but that's what's happening. The Antichrist can't arise. And he can't arise till the church is gone or backslidden. How can he? The weapons of our warfare are mighty. The weapons of the world, they seem mighty, but our weapons can shut theirs down. Their weapons can't shut us down. Unless we, and you can't fight Satan on his terms. You got to get rid of his thoughts and deeds in order to win. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our wonderful, loving Lord. Stay in victory.